Hey there! Welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, their struggles, and victories. We have genuine and relatable conversations that dive deep into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's get into the amazing and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
Thank you for joining us for the conclusion of Open Chat About Women Facts. Hope you enjoy it.
And my whole thing with this is that we wanted to present to you guys is our view as to whether trans women are women. And this is the reason, and I think that I can speak for the three of us, that we
don't... How dare you?
Okay, for the three of us. That, you know, trans women are trans women and women are women. Because though we have fallen into a few of those categories, mm-hmm. We've never been considered property of no fucking body.
Right.
You know what I mean? We could have voted whenever the fuck we wanted to. Mm-hmm. We could have gone to school and we still get that privilege.
Yeah. And you know, and the thing is, like, you know, come Trans History Month, I'll come up with a list of things that we've done as trans women and men and, you know, lives, because there's another one out there. It starts early on, mm-hmm. You know, but I think it's important that we differentiate. For me, I also listened to the episode and I agreed a little. I understand where Tay was going with it, is as far as introducing yourself as a trans. You know, I completely see that and get that. I'm definitely more on the side where I'm just going to call myself a trans woman and just annihilate all of the conversation and move on to something else. But I definitely heard you and I understood what you were saying.
You know what? As I was editing that that episode from last week, because we had to split it into two, because Tay is pulling and I am thugging, you know, and it's like the first time that we've actually had a debate, you know, and I loved
it. Good.
Because
we're
sisters. But just because you are around people that you love and you care about doesn't mean that you're going to agree with everything. No? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the beauty of being in a transhood with my sisters, is that, look, bitch, I don't agree with what you're saying. I'm still going to love you. But like, he got heated. There was like, because you said there was clapping. That's because she got up and she was like, look, boom, boom, boom.
Like,
oh, she just put her arm.
Okay, so her hand is burnt and she was going to clap again. And you already know how that went. But you know what? The beautiful thing about this is that we want to make sure that women understand, at least with for trans experience, is that we respect your lane. We see you and we respect you. And we are grateful that you provide us and are willing to share certain spaces with us. But that does not mean that we don't recognize your efforts, that we don't recognize your sacrifices and the shit that you've been through. I think that you guys are beautiful. You guys are warriors. You guys are empresses. And I'm just a copy of you.
And again, if that makes any sense. And again, like, just to piggyback off of you, like, me being Native American, like, it ties down to that, like, without, or just any culture, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just having a mother and knowing where a woman comes from, it's just the respect. That's the thing that I admire about being a woman and being a trans and woman. And that's why I was saying earlier in the last episode, it's like, I want to get the respect from a woman to tell me, like, yes, you are a trans woman. You know what I'm saying? Where I don't just want to start labeling myself that, in that manner, because I do really, really, really appreciate and everything that these women have did. Like, without them doing all of these things today, the sacrifices, you know, the feet hurting, the bleedings, the, you know, the abuse, everything, like, that just lets me know how strong women are today in this world. And without them being here, like, they play a huge major factor in everything that we do today. And it's awesome to me that I'm like, this is what I want to represent myself as to be. And I just hold myself to that title of, like I said, I don't like holding it like that. The initiative of being a trans woman has its place and it has its things that you want. Like, I just love it in all rounds of all aspects.
Well, and I think for me, what I took away from this list as I was creating it is that one in 1855, when it was Missouri versus Celia, that black woman who knew going in that trying to charge her master with rape was impossible, but she still tried. She still put it out there. She still let the world know, this man rapes me and I can't do anything about it because I'm his property. Oh my God, it gives me chills just thinking about it.
It hurts me.
Like, the amount of
shame, like, yeah,
that it took to stand up, knowing nobody's not only that they're not going to believe you, they don't care.
That part.
They don't even care because of the color of your skin, you know, and to know that she's going through this pain and she still tried. Can you imagine going home to that man that night and having to work for him again after he just had to go through all that, knowing that you're trying to tell people this stuff and knowing that he can just laugh at you.
You or know? Do it again
and
to
do
you.
Do it again, and probably did.
Yeah.
You know, and so even though it was 1855 and it was, you know, one of the earlier ones, it still just boggles my mind that that woman had the courage to do that.
I got a question. So do you guys think that because of everything that the women have went through before, like, do you think men just did it to have power? Or do you think men just did it because they thought women were just of lower class, like they weren't shit?
Well, to start, I think we need to remember that not all men were this bad. You know, there have been powerful amounts of men that have been in the favor of trying to get women these things. It's unfortunate, though, that the men in power have not been those men always. And so I think that there is a sense of men just have always been in charge since the back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's be honest, if you're religious, Adam was made first.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where that seniority complex comes from for a lot of them. And there's some in this day and age in 2024 that don't even realize they have that.
The power.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it's funny because even when you refer to the Bible and you guys look at that, one of the miracles, the fish and bread miracle that Jesus did, it says 5,000 people, but scholars are finding out that it was way much more than that, because back then the only people that they counted was men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They did not count women nor children.
No.
You know what
and
I mean?
And if you
so,
read the Bible,
yeah, you don't
more
hear...
times than not, women are just out there making babies and getting beat.
And you don't even hear, only... Honest to tell you the truth, like, you barely hear women in the Bible besides, like, but you know, besides all these
the virgins.
And in that, and maybe we can make this the topic for next week.
Woo!
Because there is quite a few women in there that took initiative, and this is the grounds for a lot of women preachers today, where they hold on to. For example, the first person to see Jesus after his resurrection was Mary Magdalene. You know what I mean? And she was told, go and tell them. Go.
If I remember right, there was three. It was Mary Magdalene and like two other girls.
Yes, they both went, but then Mary Magdalene went back because they couldn't find the body. And Mary Magdalene went back, and that's when Jesus came to her and was like, go tell them, which technically what he said is like, go preach. Yeah. Go give them the good news.
Yeah.
So, and then there's Esther. There's the Sodomite women.
I remember Esther now.
There's Ruth. Yeah. You know, like there's so many... there's this one that she was a prostitute. You know what I mean?
And actually, it says
Jesus' lineage comes from her. And I forget, it's not Bathsheba, I forget her name. But like, there's a lot of women in the Bible. It's just that the Bible has been, the most of the parts that they preach from the Bible is where the men are at.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's remember, God didn't write the Bible, men did.
Exactly.
Men wrote the Bible. Do I
believe
in all of it?
By
yes. But men wrote the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So again, where's the power at? The men.
Mm-hmm.
The men had the pen. The men had the stone, the paper. I can't talk now. All of a sudden, I'm getting passionate.
And this is what I mean. This is exactly what I mean by the whole Malvini thing. You know,
Malvini.
The trans girl that you were.
Oh, Dylan Mulvaney.
They're so similar.
Aline. Oh my God.
Alvini.
I'm like, Weenie.
Which magician is that?
Like,
this is what I mean. So here we have a book that contains a shitload of women that were participant and that are spoken and that held leader positions, but we don't speak about those.
Nope.
Because we shine the light onto the, it's the men. Mm-hmm. It's the men. It's the same thing with this Alvini. We focus the light, you know, like, we don't even get that much light, and the little light that we do get, we're gonna waste it on someone that does not represent the entire community. I've seen tons of videos with other trans girls where they're like really that's who represent us. And for society and for the closed-minded people out there, it's beneficial for them to see trans women such as her, because then they're like, see, they're delusional.
Yeah.
See, they're this.
And so that's what they feed off of, those kinds.
Exactly. Yeah. But here's the thing, and they judge all of us. That's why I said, like, we need to be mindful when we enter a room. I don't enter the room by myself. I enter with all of my sisters behind me because all eyes are on me, and the way that I behave is how people are going to treat other trans girls and what they're going to think of other trans girls.
So do you think, though, that, because obviously none of us can speak to what a natural-born woman feels or thinks, and I would never presume to, but do you think that...
Let's get them, Albini.
Do you think that natural-born women also carry that weight?
Yes, they do. I honestly think they do.
I think that this is the reason these bitches excel. Because they know they have to come to the table with something.
These bitches excel?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think I said?
I said excel. I was like, what's extra S for?
We're trying to be serious, and this bitch will not let go one. Just one.
Oh, it sounds like excel.
No, she.
Oh, look at that. I'm sorry, y'all. I laugh, my muscles start clenching. Like my coochie bot muscles.
What I'm trying to say is that this is the reason that they excel.
Yes, good job.
You're welcome.
Accent 101.
Because they have something to prove. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. As trans women, to be honest with you, at least for myself, I don't feel that I have something to prove anymore.
Okay.
I'm saying for myself, yeah. as an individual, as a trans community, maybe there's a lot,
yeah.
but it starts with me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I think that when it comes to women, they're not given the same chances.
Yeah.
You know, it's harder for them, and they still make it harder for them.
Yeah. Hey, do you feel like you have something to prove as a trans woman?
I do, okay. In a sense, only because, like, this is what we talked about, the assuming part from people. I don't want people to assume that I am something that I'm not. But for me, that's why I have to prove myself a lot, because I don't want people to assume anything from me, because it gives them that, like we were talking about before, and I was like saying, hey, I'm trans, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like 9 times out of 10, they're already going to say something that they already know me, you know what I'm saying? Knowing that they don't or whatever. But at the end of the day, I just tried to prove myself, like, hey, I am woman, but I'm trans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why I prove myself every day. Yeah. I mean, I have to uphold this title of being what I am today.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I have to. I mean, it's not every, like, because I'm not that type of person where I'm going to go into the store and be like yelling out, hey, I'm trans. Like, no.
Okay, bitch. This shit, like, I'm looking at the freaking monitor thingy and the volume just, like, went, like, sorry, overload. Like this.
But, in that sense. And so at the end of the day, yeah, I feel like I do kind of, in a little tiny bits, have to prove myself.
Do you think you still have to prove yourself, buddy?
Yeah, I think that anytime that you introduce something new to a process that's already in place, you do have a sense of duty to educate people in the room, not just, hey, I'm trans, let's sit down and talk about something else. Like, there's some people that want a real education from a real person,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I feel like that's my job, but it's also not my job to educate them on the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I cannot speak for trans women, and I think this is where Dylan Mulvaney gets into such trouble, is she's now trying to play it as, oh, this is just my experience. But that's not how it started. Because this bitch started with day one of girlhood. No, you started with day one of Dylan Mulvaney's transition to girlhood, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
So basically, well, he's saying, just because he's... Oh, sorry.
Every fucking time, I love you.
But at the end of... He... Ooh, there it goes.
Ooh, she trying to...
Shay.
I'm going to tell you this much. Now, Maddie and I, we're strong-headed women, and we say what we want to say.
Yeah.
But I think there's some honesty when it comes to Tay. That we can argue with it, you know? Yeah. Like, this bitch, this gender, this motherfucker, like, God, hold on.
Tayden has not called Dylan Mulvaney. She wants this episode. Not once.
She tried right now, and he came out.
Yeah. It's Sorry. Only because, at the end of the day, it's the respect thing for me.
Yep.
And when you have that audacity and that momentum to go out your way and be...
Just say it. Just because she has the balls.
Just because you have... Just because he has the balls.
Dylan Mulvaney, if you ever listen to this, you're more than welcome to come on and talk
defend
to
yourself.
And defend yourself. Here's the thing. We will not aggravate nobody, people. That's the one thing we're not going to do.
Well, it might get more likes.
But I'm gonna, he might get more likes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell
She's
you.
She's got 10 much. Million followers.
Okay.
What I'm gonna
Let's
tell
piss
you.
Piss one of them off.
I'm gonna tell you this much for myself. I don't think that I have to prove myself as a trans woman. I go in as I am, sure of who I am, and if somebody is interested in knowing about me and how my transition and all of that, I'm more than glad to educate them. But I will not go out of my way to educate someone that doesn't want to.
No, I mean, Kay and I would agree that's not what we're doing.
And I will not go and expect everyone to agree with me.
I have a sense to be in a room with someone as a trans woman to present myself a certain way. And that's where I think I was going towards with my discussion was that if I'm going to be in the room, I need to make sure that my I's are dotted, my T's are crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm presenting something new to people a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And fear is something that we all have experience with just in our recovery alone. But can you imagine someone who thinks they already know the world coming into this thing and seeing a trans person for the first time, that fear that comes into them, because that's what's told to them, is to be fearful of us. My job is to disregard that fear and help them understand there's mm-hmm. nothing to be scared of.
But see, that comes with a lot of stigma about us.
Well,
and
yeah.
I think that one of the things, and one of the things that I love is that I went into the fellowship because it taught me a lot of things. It taught me how to control myself a bit more. It taught me that other people deserve respect too. It taught me that mm-hmm. other people have fears too.
Mm-hmm.
So when I address any room, I don't go in like trying to prove myself, but I do walk in there with respect towards others. And I think that that's the basics of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't need to prove myself because once I respect you, you get to see who I am at the core. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I'm not trying to go in there and disrespect nobody and be like, well, you're going to believe this. You're going to believe this. One of the things that I said last week was that we have some rights now.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're turning around and we're trying to force them with our ideals, with our principles. And you have to believe this and you have to believe that. When that's the same thing that we fought for. So nobody could come and tell us what to believe or what to think. We're just so far out on our delusion that now we want to force other people to do things that we didn't want it to do before. So we're taking freedom and enslaving others to our convictions. And I don't think that's fair neither. I think that it's about like, you know what? Is that what you believe? Like just with me and you last week, we both disagree. And again, we're sitting here sharing a meal. You know what I mean? Because we're sisters, because it's okay to disagree. I'm not going to force you to believe what I believe, and you're not going to force me to believe what you believe.
It's just a conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a conversation. Yeah.
And it was exactly what I think the reason why we wanted to do something like this.
It's literally,
was
yeah.
to have these conversations with the different opinions. And a lot of times we have agreed on a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
which is great for us, but it also means that there's people out there that don't agree with us.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that it's important to let their voices be heard too.
And honest to tell you the truth, I come from an oddball type of person. Like, I know that I'm going to disagree with some things because my personality is kind of whack.
Here's the thing. Me and Tay, we clash a lot. Off camera.
Boy, I know.
We clash a lot. But we always have love for each other and we're always there for each other. I wasn't there when she got burned, but...
Thank God.
No, but it's
that... Didn't even get help.
It's the mature level of respect.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a conversation and sit here and disagree to something, but at the end of the day, we know how to come rewind ourselves back
Amen
and come start back at square one. Like, that is why I say a lot, like, I try to educate people before things happen, because I do this, you know. A lot of girls that I come around that are trans, that are in the community or whatever, just whoever, you know, and we may have a clash, I try to educate them from what I've learned and
yeah.
how I've handled or how I conduct myself sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes I may be a little bit over educated on some shit to some people and they think, oh, you're just being smart, bitch. You're just a girl, whatever. You thinking, no, it's just because I have lived it. I've did it. And I speak from an experience of a like that. And I really love the fact that like sometimes with you two ladies, I love the fact that you guys are older than me. And it's like,
wow,
you
know, okay.
No, you're missing.
Okay.
Let me finish. Shoot.
Shame.
But you teach me things.
Yeah.
That, like, when you cut me off, or you there's things that other people wouldn't be able to do, like how you guys do for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, And I appreciate that. It's because that's why I can take it back to people and I'll be like, well, my sister did me like this, so I'm going to do your ass just like this.
You know what's good? I love this because, like, I think that sometimes...
When she says cut you off, she's talking about you.
Yeah.
And this is, maybe this is why I kick her ass so much. Because, like, when these two bitches are together, it's two against one. All the time. And what I think the episode from last week went on like that, you know why?
Why?
Because usually during these episodes, it's always been the three of us.
Yeah.
I record alone with you, mm-hmm. but I have never recorded alone with Matt, with Tay.
It was wild.
You know what I mean? And because when you have the monitor in between us, Tay was getting heated.
I loved it. I was here for it.
But and that's what it's all about, ladies. It's about respecting other people's beliefs, respecting the sacrifice and the effort that other people have done. You know, for example, the Hispanic community, the Black community, like they've all gone through their struggles just as well as females have.
Yeah.
And I think that it's about respecting and not ignoring and not making light of those sacrifices and thinking that, well, you know, like I'm a real woman and this is what it's like to
I'm
be
a real girl.
Like I don't know. You know what I mean? I just don't know.
But I would never, ever, ever try and even put myself in those shoes because of the road they traveled. It's probably too hard for me to travel. Honestly, you know, I'm going to take full advantage of where I'm at in life and being a trans woman in the year 2024. Because the shit that they went through to get where they got, am I strong enough to do all those things? Probably not.
No, I'm going to tell you, the one thing that we do go through is that because we decided to become trans girls, society expects us to be that beauty standard from 1800s and 1900s where you sit there, you look pretty, and you shut the fuck up.
You're seen and not heard.
Exactly. And if you don't fit that description, you can't be trans.
You know what's crazy? You say that it's because I swear to gosh, I have just lived this because with my uncles, the way they have treated me in like the past 2 years, like ago, they really like, not in a sense put me down, but they did. At the end of the day, they're like, okay, so I had just came back and I wanted to do something that was part of like the Native American ceremonial stuff, right? But my uncles had came to me and they were like, no, they at first they were getting mad at me and they were like, you chose what you wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't keep doing this flip-flop stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you were going to be the boy, then be the boy. But since you want to become this trans woman, you can't do none of the ceremonial stuff that you normally do before.
No, I have a question though. I thought that a lot of the Native American people had two-spirited people.
We do. We do have two-spirited.
But not in that sense.
No, and that's the thing. And that's the thing my uncle was probably trying to prove to me without me being a hothead and taking it to the next level. It's because he's like basically telling, we accept you for being your trans, you know, because we know what two-spirited is, but you are still being confused because you want to be a part of the male ceremonial stuff.
Okay.
And then you're coming back over here and then you're trying to be a trans again. Like, no, pick one and make your choice. Like, if you're going to be a girl, dress up, be pretty, like you just said, then sit your ass down. You can't just have your ice cream and cake and be thinking, oh, you want to come back over here now.
I get that.
And that is something that we can touch up on later. I do appreciate having both of you here. It's always lovely to see you guys, to sit with you guys, and to exchange ideas. Madison, thank you so much for the information that you brought. I think that puts a lot of light onto what we were trying to do last week. It's about respecting women's lane so that we can start creating our own and be respected in it as well.
Yeah.
Any last words, Maddie?
Yeah, so I found this poem by Nicki Minaj. It's called
Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj.
Are they cousins?
No, it's called Enough, and I felt that it was appropriate to read
Cardi B's Enough?
The Natural Born Women. Anyways, it's called Enough. You have what it takes. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are capable enough. You are worthy enough. It's time to stop thinking otherwise and start believing in yourself because no one else has the dreams that you have. No one else sees the world exactly like you do, and no one else holds the same magic inside. It's time to start believing in the power of your dreams, my beautiful friend. Not next year, not next month, not tomorrow, but now. You are ready. You are enough.
Mm.
Nice. I just think that natural born women have such a magic in them, and I respect that magic, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Any last words to say?
I love you, Mom.
Aww. That was the sweetest thing ever. Well, now that you asked, ladies, my last words would be...
Listen, my sister loves that you answer your own questions. She loves it. Every episode, she'll text me, "LG, answer her own question."
So I think that for myself is, I respect women because they're the barriers of life. There are such beautiful creatures. They are loving, they're kind, they're an inspiration, and they are built to succeed and to be leaders. It's been proven that matriarchies are more successful in the animal kingdom than patriarchies.
Yeah.
So with that said, girls, you rule. Boys, drool.
Yes!
And with that, this is LG.
This is Madison.
Okay, this is Tayden.
And this has been Trans Experience.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.